Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Tim Irwin is here. Tim is a 14-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a licensed psychologist. He's a professor of psychology at the University of Georgia. He's the managing partner of Irwin, Inc. He's the author of a bunch of books, all of which we launched on this show over the years, including the last one, Extraordinary Influence, How Great Leaders Bring Out the Best in Others. He's our good friend, Tim Irwin. Welcome back.
Jim, it's great to hear your voice, and Happy New Year.
It's good to you too, Tim. Good to have you back, as always. Tim, one of the things I was telling the audience about before you got here is that if we could, all of us, find a way to just contemplate. Let's just begin by contemplating leadership. How can I be a better leader today? How can I demonstrate leadership today? And I want you to help us define what that might look like. And I know one of the things that you talk about a lot as a component, as an essential foundational element of leadership is courage. And you've talked about that in all your books and every time you're on the show. Help us define ways out here on Main Street, running our businesses, how we can, from a grassroots standpoint, improve the prospects of the future for our children just through leadership and courage.
Jim, you're always correct on these matters. And just to say that anybody who has influence over others is a leader. We think sometimes of leaders as being a big corporate titan or somebody in politics, but no matter who you are, what you do, what size your business is, if you have influence over others, and that can be a parent, a teacher, a coach, a small business owner, and it's a tremendous responsibility. And generally, when there's a leadership vacuum, we have problems. And there is a leadership vacuum in our country. There's a leadership vacuum often in the family. And so our job is to step in and fill that vacuum. And I would encourage all your leaders to exert whatever influence you have, to provide helpful direction, to draw others out, to encourage others. This is what influence is really about.
Can I stop you? I want to say one
absolutely
thing about
absolutely.
Your influence, your term influence. I know what you mean is, Not just influence in terms of I'm your boss and you're my employee, but anyone influences anyone who is looked to by others for some direction. And people, I mean, you and I have people who don't have any influence over us other than we admire how they behave. We like how they think. And so maybe they're just a passing, maybe an acquaintance, for God's sake. Maybe someone we just met. But we acknowledge something that they said or did that had leadership elements, was courageous. Well, they have influence over us, don't they? And we can do that out here on Main Street in our work with customers. We don't have any influence over customers for sure, but they might respond to our leadership. What do you think?
Well, one of the things, I speak to leadership groups all the time, and one of the things that I say to them is that position power is way overrated. Mm-hmm. Just because you have a big title or the corner office or any number of other symbols of leadership doesn't make you a leader. What makes you a leader is your ability to get people in alignment, to persuade people with your vision and your thoughtfulness about the future. And all of us can do that. All of us can set forth those ideas that really provide people the direction they need. And I find just a parent, if nothing else, we used to have a thing in our family called family council. The boys acted like they hated it, but it was really a time when we could come together and say, what's important to us? you know, what are our values? What do we really put forth as, and you know, where are we trying to get to this week? What are we trying to accomplish?
Well,
a parent can be a leader just as much as a corporate CEO.
Well, that's exactly right. When you think about leadership, and I know you focus on courage as one of the main components. What does that look like when we demonstrate courage? What does that? You know, obviously we're not fighting for our lives out here. We're not having to you know fight off wild animals or marauders. But in the marketplace, what does courage look like?
Well, courage in general is when we're able to push through those uncomfortable feelings. We have those uncomfortable feelings like there's something wrong here, or we're not organized, or we're not going the direction we need to. And it's when we can push through those uncomfortable feelings and make difficult decisions and not back down. That's the thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a terrible problem with the leadership vacuum from COVID. People, mm-hmm. you know, parents are trying to get through to teachers. And this is one of those things where you have to show courage. You have to show forcefulness of personality. You have to be willing to push through, even though it feels uncomfortable.
You know, one of the things
can happen in simple ways. It can also happen in complicated ways. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. One of the things that I was thinking about as you were saying that is you know, our friend Lynn Morella, one of the great ethics teachers I've ever met, defines ethics as devotion to the unenforceable. But that if just because you understand what ethics is, doesn't mean that you demonstrate it. You could know what's ethical. You could know the thing that needs to be done, but you might not do it. And that's where courage comes in, isn't it? Courage is what causes you to be devoted to the unenforceable.
Well, that's exactly right. It's that willingness to say, you know, even though I don't like how I'm feeling, I'm going to push through. I'm going to resist this. I'm going to confront reality head on. I'm going to encourage, you know, I'm going to push back. I'm going to take action. These are the kinds of things that leaders do. And, you know, some of your listeners are out there right now. They're getting ready for work. They're driving their truck. They're doing whatever. And this is one of those things where we have to have a conversation with ourselves, Jim. We have to mm-hmm. say, you know, am I just going to continue to sit back and just let others determine our direction?
Hold on to that thought, Tim. I got to take a quick break. We got to go to a quick one here, folks. We'll
sure.
be right back after the break. More on leadership and courage from my good friend, Dr. Tim Irwin. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I don't know why
they don't explore. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.